at the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium here. Opening game of Region 5, Petersburg Vikings going against the Craig Panthers. A few people in the stands. These 8 o'clock morning games don't always draw a big audience. But we had some games last night. The Juno Douglas High School and Thunder Mountain High School went at it. Overtime game. Juno finally pulling it out and winning it by making their free throws towards the end of the ball game. Great game, however. And the second game, Ketchikan against the Thunder Mountain Girls. And Ketchikan dominating in that game, easy going. They opened up a big lead right at the beginning and, of course, never surrendered that. So we've got a couple of games in the book, but we're starting the 3A side right now of the bracket.
Yeah, it'll be interesting for us, Law, because we haven't seen the Craig girls since that first opening weekend in December, and they've got two girls here that didn't make the team to Haynes. One of them, Grace Beckman, that was a big key for them last year. We didn't get to see her play, and also Marina Anderson. And then, of course, with that offset schedule, we saw the Petersburg boys this year, but we haven't seen the Petersburg girls.
Yeah, our Haynes Glacier Bear girls going down there, of course, and having that big split. But anyway, we're only moments away. They'll be introducing everybody here. Games, we've got a bunch of them today, starting at 8 o'clock and ending about 10:30 tonight.
So, but looking at those Lady Vikings, they're pretty much the same team that we saw several games last year. And so with that extra year experience, we'll see what Dino's been able to do with them going throughout this tournament. For starting lineup here, or actually just introducing players for the Craig Panthers. Number 2, freshman Amber Nickerson. Number 11, sophomore Kara Barlow. Number 12, Haley Armstrong, senior. Number 14, Shannon Yates. She's a sophomore. And then number 35, 5'8" junior Marina Anderson. Now the starting lineup for the Lady Panthers. Non-starters for the Vikings there. Number 20, junior Courtney Curtis. Number 34, 5'6" sophomore Mary Johnson. Number 21, 5'7" sophomore Emily Lutzak. And the number 15, 5'8" freshman Samantha Marifern. And starting lineup for the Lady Panthers. Number 3, 5'8" junior, Sadie Kampnich.
5'7" junior, number 13, Alex Owen.
Number 13, 5'7" junior, Alex Owen. 5'8" junior, number 22, Grace Beckman. 5'11" junior, number 30, Elizabeth Isaacs. And the final starter for the Craig Panthers will be a 5'8" sophomore, Melissa Castle, number 42. They're coached by DJ Hansen. And the starting lineup for the Lady Vikings from Petersburg. 5'8" senior, number 24, Heidi Berg. 5'1" senior, number 11, Morgan Falter. 5'6" junior, number 14, Hillary Scherer. 5'3" junior, number 13, Shanna Stewart. And the final starter for the Petersburg Vikings, number 35, 6'1" sophomore, Carolyn Kavernick. So that's a starting lineup for the Lady Vikings, coached, of course, by Dino Brock. Longtime head coach there for the Petersburg Vikings. So we're going to pause briefly here for the national anthem. Excellent job there by the Petersburg Pep fans.
Well, the Vikings are in their white uniforms. They'll be the home team. The Craig Panthers are to our right. We're sitting up above the scorer's bench, about mid-court anyway. And the Panthers being to the right, they're in their green uniforms here. So both coaches with their teams. Now they're going to send them out on the floor here, and we'll begin. I want to remind folks to get a pen and a pencil handy here. We're going to give you some information how to get a DVD recording of this game, but just have it ready to go, and we'll give you plenty of time to do that.
We got both teams out on the court here, getting ready for kickoff of the 3A basketball tournament. Got Kvernick and Isaacs in the center circle. Petersburg will be going to our right, Craig to the left. The ball is up, controlled by Isaacs to Kampnich. Kampnich gets it off to Owen. Owen will bring it into the front court. Looks right-hand side to Castle. Back up top to Owen. Now she looks inside to Isaacs, over the top of her head and thrown away. Nice defensive pressure there by Shanna Stewart for the Vikings. Petersburg's coming out in a full court press here. Vikings get it into Falter. Back to Berg, and then off one of the Panthers girls and out of bounds to the Vikings. So you got Berg inbounding the ball on the far sideline. She gets it into Falter. Falter now into the front court, guarded by Owen. Falter drives. And the shot up, that one there is by Heidi Berg off the glass and in for her first 2 points of the game, first two for the Vikings. Vikings now in a full court press. Panthers get it to Isaacs at the center line. Ooh, almost threw it over to Castle, but she wasn't across the 10-second line, so she waited till she got across and then hit her. Now Castle up with a long three-point shot, rebound down to Falter. Falter, ball tipped away by Beckman. Beckman controlling the ball. She gets it to Owen. Owen controlling the ball at the top. She'll drive the right-hand side. 14-foot jump shot up off the rim, no good. Battle for the rebound, and Berg comes down with that for the Vikings. She quicks it, gets it off to Stewart. Stewart into the front court where she's picked up by Castle. Stewart now setting it at the top of the key. She's got Berg on the right. Gets a screen from her, and then she's cut off nicely by the Panthers. Berg now driving down the lane, up with a shot, no good. Kvernick got a hand on it, couldn't quite control it. Out of bounds to the Panthers. Nice little drive there by Berg, but just couldn't get that shot to fall. Kampnich into Owen. Owen over to Kampnich. Back to Owen. Petersburg still up in that full court press, just kind of making a move it side to side. Now they get it to Beckman in the center. Down to Isaacs on the baseline. She tried to make a move, and it looks like it's going to be on Kvernick. 35, that is Carolyn's first personal foul, first team foul on the Vikings. That was Alex Owen, got the ball on the inbounds. It's up fake, looked for a three-pointer, tried to drive, but then walked with the ball. So Berg inbound to Stewart. Stewart tried to get the ball up the court. Castle reached in front, right in front of Dino Brock, and he wanted the foul. I think I would agree with him on that one. There was a little bit of contact there, but referee didn't see it our way. So Vikings maintain the ball, though. They get it to Scher. Scher had it knocked out of bounds. Vikings control the ball. It'll be their ball underneath. Looks like they're going to inbound it underneath the basket as soon as they find the ball. Yep, way out on the corner. So Falter will be inbounding for the Vikings. She gets it to Berg. Berg to Scher, and then to Stewart at the top of the key. Falter's running the baseline looking for the... And then it's stolen by Kampnich. She stepped right in front of that baseline pass. Gets it up ahead to Castle. Castle high off the glass, no good. Off the rim, rebound. And that was knocked around and off of Heidi Berg, it looks like, out of bounds to the Panthers. Boy, they had numbers there. Just couldn't convert the layup. But nice recovery by the Vikings to get back and at least deflect the ball out of bounds so they can set their defense. Now they get it into Isaacs. Isaacs up with the basket and good. Nice looking entry pass to Isaacs, and she went right up on the right-hand side. Now we've got Castle trying to overplay on the inbounds pass, and they're going to call this one here. And that's Melissa Castle's first personal, first team foul. Tied 2-2, 5:52 left here in the first quarter. Still pressure. Kampnich steals the ball for the Panthers. Tries to get it inside the Castle. Knocked around. Now she gets it into her up with a shot. No good. We're going to have a foul on the play. And the referee signaled, and it was in the method of the shot, number 1-3, Shanna Stewart. That will be her first personal second team foul, sending Melissa Castle to the line. Her first shot is up, rattled around, and good. That's her first point of the game. Earns the second one off the front of the rim, no good. Ball out of bounds to the Panthers on that. So the Panthers with their first lead of the game, 3-2 early here in the first quarter. Inbounding the ball, they look to Isaacs, but then they get it out to Castle. Up to Owen. Owen with the long three-point shot. Off the front of the rim, off the backboard, no good. Castle down with the rebound. She goes up, rattles it in for two. So Melissa Castle with 3 points now, and the Panthers still in that full-court press. This time Falter passes ahead to Scherer. Scherer looks for the shot, no good, gets it to Falter. Falter will reset the offense. Loses her dribble. She looks inside to Berg. Berg will back the ball out. She's guarded by Beckman. Falter now looking at Kavernick inside. Doesn't give it to her. Gives it to Stewart on the right-hand side. Now Berg. Berg, three-point shot down along the baseline. Rattles in and out. No good. Kampnisch down with the rebound. Knocked away by the Vikings. Who are they going to call the ball off of? You had Owens and Falter both scrambling for the ball and diving for it. And Petersburg ball. The ref was pointing at the floor, but he wasn't telling us who had the ball. Vikings inbound to Stewart. Stewart will set the offense at the top of the key. She's guarded by Castle. She gets a pick from Falter. Now they got into Scherer again to Kavernick. Kavernick turns up with the shot. No good, but she's going to be fouled on the play. That one's going to be on number 3-0. Elizabeth Isaacs, her first foul. And Carolyn Kavernick will be going to the line for her two shots. Nice move by her. She did a great job posting up and just turned and faced the basket and went up for the shot. Her first shot is up and good. That's her first point of the game. Second shot is up. This one's nothing but net as well. So 2 points for her. So we got 5-4 now. 1 point lead by the Panthers. Now they steal it. Scherer with the steal on the full court pressure. No, that was Berg, excuse me. Now to Scherer, now to Falter. Falter drives down the lane, up with the shot. But I think they're going to call it on the floor. But there was a foul against the Panthers. Number 42, Melissa Castle. That's her second personal. Vikings inbounding the ball, get it on the baseline to Stewart. Stewart with the up fake. Now she drives in the middle, up with the shot, and that rattles off the back rim and down and good for two. Nice looking drive by Shanna there. And now it's a 6-5 lead for the Vikings. They're in that full court press. Panthers get it across the court to Beckman. Beckman back out to Owen. Owen to Kampnisch, back to Castle as they reverse it around the top of the key onto the far side. Now back towards us to Kampnisch. Tries to get inside. Kavernick gets in front of the pass, and it's stolen by Berg. Berg gets it ahead to Scherer. She's across the 10-second line, looking ahead to Kavernick. Now she turns inside the lane, up with a shot, no good, and rebound down by Beckman. Another nice move in there by Carolyn Kavernick. Owen's looking inside to Kampnisch, but she sailed that one way over the top of her head, out of bounds, towards the pep band there along the baseline. Substitution for the Vikings, Courtney Curtis, number 20, is in, and Hillary Scherer will take a break on the bench. Vikings ball, Panthers in a full court press. Stewart gets it across the 10-second line, and then she's promptly fouled by Kampnisch on the reach.
And it was a definite reach. I mean, the referee had no problem calling that one.
There's nobody within 20 feet of the two players, and you knock a girl off of her feet like that. Everybody's going to see that one. So we've got a 30-second timeout here by the Craig Panthers.
Well, both teams are, of course, pressuring the ball quite a bit, full length of the court. The Vikings have done a good job of breaking the press on occasion. Then they get it down. They finally get into their offense here the last couple of go-rounds and able to score a couple buckets out of the deal. But the Vikings, very patient, bringing the ball up. There hasn't been any real steals at half-court line, so they're doing a good job there. But once they get into their offense, they're pretty set, and they have gotten some very good shots.
Well, they've been, those last couple times when Carolyn Kavernick got that ball down on the post, I mean, she did a great job establishing position, and then she just did a drop step right into the middle of the lane. She had the other player right on her back. She got fouled on the one. The other one bounced all over the rim before going out. So.
Yeah, well, Berg and Falter are doing a good job getting the ball to her.
Yep. So Berg inbounding the ball. She gets it to Stewart. Stewart will set the offense up high for the Vikings. She's got a screen on both sides from her. She'll go ahead and pop the 18-footer, and nothing but net for Morgan Falter. We've got an 8-5 lead with 3:30 left here in the first quarter. Panthers get the ball across 10-second line to Kampnich. Now she gets it back to Owen. Owen looking, nothing there. She gets it over to Beckman on the left side. Now inside to Haley Armstrong to Elizabeth Isaacs, and she gets 2 points. So 8-7 now. Panthers cut into that lead. Stewart across in running the offense. She gets it to Falter. Falter with a couple dribbles and then picks it up, looking for help. Gets it to Curtis. Curtis on the right side. Now to Falter down along the baseline. She's guarded by Kampnich. Got a cutting Kavernick. Nothing there, so she passed the ball back out. Now 18-footer from Curtis. No good. And Beckman down with the rebound. She hands it off to Owen. Owen looking up the court. Nothing there. Now she'll take it herself. A little 13-footer in the lane. Bouncing around. No good. Rebound down by Stewart. And Stewart turned to go up the court and lost the handle on it. She saw Sadie Kampnich there guarding her, and it's off the side of her leg out of bounds. So Panthers maintain the ball. They inbound to Beckman. Beckman up off the glass and good for two. So Grace Beckman with her first 2 points, and the Panthers regain the lead 9-8. Berg brings the ball across 10-second line, then gets it off to Falter. Morgan over to Stewart. Stewart off the glass, no good. Rebound down by Kampnich. Kampnich off to Owen. She's across the 10-second line for the Panthers. Ball briefly deflected, but Kampnich comes up with it. Now she's at Armstrong. Armstrong over to Owens on the far side. Looks for a cutting Beckman, and Beckman's tied up by either Scherer or Kavernick or both. And on the alternating possession, it's going to be the Vikings' ball. Now Hillary Scherer into the game, and she's going to give Shanna Stewart a break for the Lady Vikings. Panthers still in the full court press. Get the ball into Scherer. Scherer's guarded by Kampnich. She gets past her. Now she'll bring it across the 10-second line, looking for some help. Gets it to Falter. Falter now guarded by Owen. She's got a screen from Kavernick, and she'll step to the left, pop the three-pointer off the rim. No good. Rebound down by Isaacs, but there's a lot of contact on that one. White 24, Heidi Berg, her first personal foul. That's the third team foul. And we've got Craig Panthers basketball. Vikings, full court press here. Owens gets it ahead to Kampnich. She's had her cutting a couple times where she was open, but the ball is just a little too high and hot and over the top of her head and out of bounds. So another turnover, and ball goes back to the Vikings. Scherer with the ball. She gets it back to Berg. Berg double teams and gets it off to Scherer. Scherer tries to get back to Falter and stolen away by Owens. Owens this time to Kampnich, and she gets it there up with the left-handed shot. That one's going to count, and she's going to go to the line for a bonus shot here with the foul. And the foul's on number 1-4. That's Hillary Scherer. That's her first personal foul, fourth team foul. And it's 11-8 Panther lead with 1:23 left here in the first quarter. Sadie Kampnich at the line. Ball shots off the rim, no good. And Kavernick down with the rebound for the Vikings. Falter now with it. She's got Owen on her, but no trouble getting it into the front court. She looks along the left-hand side, gets it off to Scherer. Scherer reverses up top to Curtis. Curtis now looking, seeing if there's anything there. They're defending Kavernick pretty good down in the post right now. So they get it to Scherer. Back to Falter. Now they get it to Kavernick. Now she drives into the center of the lane, up with a shot, no good. Nice rebound there by Isaacs on the play there. Now Isaacs with the shot, no good. Rebound down by Falter. Falter quickly ahead to Scherer. Scherer's cut off by Beckman. 37 seconds left here in the first quarter. Now turnover back to the Vikings. Up with a shot by Falter, no good. Rebound down by Armstrong. She gets the ball to Owen. Owen across 10-second line. Panthers with that three-point lead, 11-8. Owen stops for 18-footer, no good. Battle for the rebound. We've got four or five ladies down on the floor. Jump ball. I believe this one will be going to the Panthers on the alternating possession. Number 13, Shanna Stewart, and number 21, Emily Lukzak, in for the Vikings. And Kavernick and Scher will take a seat. Deep pass out to Owens, and she's going to travel as she tries to get to the basket. So 15 seconds left. Vikings down by three here in the first quarter, 8-11. They've got the ball. You've got the Panthers in a full court press. They get it into Stewart. Stewart gets a double team, but she passes it ahead to Berg. Berg now drives into the basket. Nobody there. Out to Falter. Falter with the three-point shot up and good. Nice press break that time by the Vikings. Make the defense collapse, get the three-pointer off, and we're tied at the end of the first quarter. We'll send it back to KFSK for 1 minute.
Viking Girls Basketball is brought to you by Petro Marine Services, serving the needs of Southeast Alaska with a full line of fuels and lubricants. Petro Marine Services, proud to be Alaskan-owned and operated since 1959. And by Wells Fargo, encouraging youth sports and activities and helping to manage investments, pay bills, and provide loan decisions throughout the year. Information at wellsfargo.com or at the local branch. Wells Fargo Bank, the next stage. It's Viking Girls Basketball on KFSK Petersburg, coming to you live from the Region 5 tournament in Sitka. No tradio today, just a reminder, and we're going to get back to the game.
Get that information ready.
Rich has got to bring it to us.
Oh. And welcome back to Region 5 basketball here. We've got quite a game. 11-11 is the score. Second quarter action here. Both teams coming out on the floor. The Petersburg Vikings 32% from the field, while the Panthers were 38%. Rebounding pretty much even up here. Both teams going full court pressure. The Vikings will get the ball first. Berg on the far side with it. She goes into Falter. Falter will bring the dribble up. Owens. The Panthers are playing a man-to-man defense right now. Owens is all over, tried to make the steal, now does. Now she comes back across, stolen away by Curtis. So we had an exchange there real quick. The ball goes back into the Vikings' hands, and Falter will go to the left-hand side. She does, comes around the right-hand side, down the center of the lane. Is Stewart, puts up the shot, no, doesn't go. Rebound comes back down to the Vikings, however, and they go back outside and through the hands and out of bounds off of Luzak, who checked into the ball game just late in that first quarter. Panthers will go with the ball. Not about half-court pressure now picked up by the Petersburg Vikings. Owens goes right-hand side to Castle. Castle, long shot on the way. No, doesn't go. Rebound and stepping on the out-of-bounds line. Ball is going to go to the Petersburg Vikings as Craig hustled over, but they were standing on the line when they touched the ball. Berg will inbound. Holds the ball, full court pressure by the Panthers right now. Castle putting a lot of pressure on, but Stewart easily breaks it. She goes left-hand side to Falter. They go inside, nice pass inside to Lusak. Turns, nothing there. She'll flip the ball back out to Falter, goes cross-court, knocked away by a couple of the Panthers, rolling around on the floor here. A couple of girls from Petersburg just couldn't get their hands on it, and, of course, they ended up traveling as they went to the floor. Panthers will inbound the ball. Now a little more pressure by the Vikings. Owens will bring the dribble up slowly in the center of the court. Gets across. Falter putting a little pressure on. They go right inside. Should have put the shot up, however, was Armstrong. She didn't, and dished it back out to Beckman, who traveled. So the ball goes back to the Vikings again. Armstrong should have put that one up. She was right there. And O almost stolen away, but this time stepping in front and fouling is number 42 for the Panthers, 42, Castle. That's her third personal foul. That's going to change their ball game around if she has to come out. 11-11 is the score, 6:53 to go here in the second quarter. Bringing the ball up is Stewart. Goes right-hand side to Berg. All the way to Falter on the far right-hand side beyond three-point arc. They bounce inside to Kantmich, who can't do anything with it. or Kavernvik, excuse me, kicks it back out to Falter. Long three on the way, nothing but net. Morgan Falter, she picks up her second three of the morning. Quickly down the floor, the Panthers. They go all the way to the hoop as Owen. No, doesn't go, and rebound comes back down into the hand of Isaac. She puts it up, still doesn't go, comes back down, no control yet, and finally, or Owen comes up with it for the Panthers, but stole away nicely, and stepping inside was Berg to make the steal. Now we're going to want a whistle. We've got all kinds of bodies.
Kampnitz.
All right. Second personal foul. Vikings are getting some fouls on the Panthers right now, so that may have effect. All the way down the court, right-hand side to Berg. Berg stops, puts up the shot. Oh, too hard. She could have just laid it in. Nice rebound, however, as the ball came off too hard. Kavernvik had it, went right back up and drew the foul. And the foul is on number 30, Isaac. That's her second personal foul for the Panthers. Kavernvik at the line for two, rolls around. No, doesn't go. She got her first two to go, but not able to get this one. They've been going inside to her nicely, and she's able to get some shots. Vikings lead 14-11. Second one in and out. No, rebound comes back down to Isaac. She'll get the ball back into Owen's hands. Owen comes across. Falter picks her up at the half-court line. They kick the ball away down to Beckman. Drives inside, puts up the little jumper, a little bit short. Nice rebound, however, for Isaacs, and she's up and in. It just wasn't quite there. She got fouled on the shot. It would have been an easy little bucket, but it didn't go in. So that's going to send her to the line 4-2. Second personal foul on Carolyn. Shooting two off the front of the iron. No, Isaac's just a little bit short. Both teams are playing pretty aggressive defense here. They're all over the place. They just need to move their feet just a little bit more instead of getting those arms flailing around. Isaac's second shot. This one is nothing but net. She picks up a point from the line. She's got five. Full court pressure again by the Panthers. Owens puts pressure on Falter. She comes around. Going to be a whistle. Beckman just needs to get there. They were pushing her left. Falter was doing a good job with her left hand, and stepping out was Beckman to pick up the foul. And that's her first personal foul. She just needed to get down and get set that time. Falter at the line. Of course, we're at the one-and-one opportunity now for the Vikings right now. Falter at the free throw line. Got 8 points. Make it nine. She picks up one from the free throw line. Extends the lead now, 15-12. See if she can get another one. This one's on the way. Looks good and is. So she gets one more point from the free throw line. She's got 10 of the 16 points for the Vikings right now. Owen brings the ball up on the right-hand side. Now back to the center of the court. Oh, nice break inside by Kampnitz. That was a great pass that time by the Vikings, by the Panthers to get it over there. Now the Vikings come back down underneath. Curtis tries to force up the shot, but does draw the foul. Curtis had the ball on the low block as they quickly got the ball down. The Panthers, number 12. And that'll be Haley Armstrong's first personal foul. And as I mentioned just a little bit ago, we're at the line now for the Vikings, all the way until the end of the half. In and out and in. Well, she got all of that rim because it was in and out, and then it dropped back in again, so she got it. That's her first point of the morning. 5:25 to go here in the second quarter. Shot's on its way off the side of the iron. No, doesn't go. Rebound comes back down to Isaacs. She quickly gets the ball back into Owen's hands, and they'll come back. The Vikings drop back into a zone, 2-3 zone. Comes back out to Owens. They're just passing the ball on the outside. The Panthers are looking inside, getting their offense running. Nothing happening yet. Owens will take the ball back again. They go back inside to Isaacs, who is open for a minute as she broke down the center of the lane. Ball goes left-hand side to Beckman. Looks nice defense that time by Shearer. Right to the right-hand side, and Owen goes all the way up to the baseline, puts up the shot. No, rebound comes down. Beckman, and we got a jump ball. Jump ball possession goes to the Panthers. 17-14, Panthers with 14, and the Vikings with 17. Breaking across the lane, they didn't see her, however, they go to Beckman. Long cross-court pass almost stolen away. They go into Kampnitz, can't find anything there. And now they drop the ball back inside to Armstrong, who can't control it, but she is going to be fouled. Number 20, Courtney Curtis, will pick up her first personal foul. Kampnich, inbound pass to Owens, just inside the three-point line. No, rebound comes back down to Kampnich. She puts it up. No, rebound comes back down to Isaac. She can't get it in either. Ball goes to the Vikings. Two great opportunities there. Really three, because they did have a nice open shot early on, but the Panthers were not able to control the thing and get any buckets out of it. Coming down the court, Falter over to Courtney Curtis, and she buries. She's got 3 points. Nice little shot from the free throw line. Good pass by Falter to get it to her. 19-14, 5-point lead by the Vikings right now. Owens gives up her dribble at the top. Nobody comes out to put any pressure. Right-hand side to Beckman. Back to Kampnich. Shot's on its way. No, comes off the side of the iron. Hustling over is Beckman, but not able to get there. And the ball will go to the Vikings. They'll set it up. Berg has the ball. Full court pressure still again. Goes back inside. Shearer almost loses it, but gets it back into Falter's hands. Falter is the one who handles the ball for the Vikings. Now they kick it back down to Berg. Berg goes right-hand side, and she travels. She tried to go down the center of the lane. This wasn't going to happen, however. And the ball goes back to the Panthers as she was traveling across the lane. A little bit surprised, I think, on the pass. Panthers with the ball and 14 points. Owens looks inside. Oh, nice back door that time. Oh, that was a nice pass that time by Owens over to Kampnich on the back door. Overplaying were the Vikings, but she wasn't able to get it, but she did draw the foul. Number 14, Hillary Shearer picks up her second personal foul. That was a nice play that time by the Panthers, but they weren't able to capitalize. However, Sadie Kampnich picks up one from the free throw line. Yeah, the Vikings were overplaying on that one, and she got a nice back door out of it, just wasn't able to convert. Second shot's on its way, in and out. No, rebound fought for underneath. Comes back down to Armstrong. She puts it up, doesn't go. Goes into Isaac's hands off the rebound, doesn't go, but she's able to draw the foul. Courtney Curtis was down there. It was a tough go for her. And that's Courtney Curtis. 17 fouls on the Petersburg Vikings now. This one is good. So Isaac picks up another one from the free throw line. She's got 6 points in the ball game. A little bit of a mismatch height-wise that time, and Courtney just didn't have much of a chance. This one off the back of the iron, no. Rebound fought for, and Courtney comes up with it. Nice hustle that time. As she got the ball, she goes over to Falter, goes right-hand side to Stewart, kicks it back out. Shot's partially blocked that time as they tried to go inside as Lusak. Now back out to, oh, nice shot by Stewart as she set up for that three-pointer, and they kicked the ball back out to her, and she got it. 22-16, Vikings with the lead. Back inside to Isaacs. No, doesn't go as she was coming down the lane. Quickly with the ball that time up the court is Stewart. Roller girls rolling all over the floor, but Stewart gets it across, but stolen away by Isaacs as it went through the hands of Courtney Curtis and right into Isaacs' hands. So the Panthers will have the basketball back and can cut into this lead. 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Petersburg 22, the Panthers 16. Shot on the way off the front of the iron. No, rebound comes back down. And out of bounds, let's see who it's going to be. White ball, so Petersburg gets the chance. They have the 22 points. They didn't extend the lead here a little bit. A little pressure being put on by the Panthers. You go over to Stewart. Stewart will bring the ball up. She gets it across the half-court line as they continue to play man-to-man defense for the Panthers. Stewart keeps her dribble alive, but stepping in and stealing the ball away was Stewart on that. She made a nice steal. Now they go back all the way down as Owens puts it up. Doesn't go. Rebound fought for and out of bounds. Owens made a nice steal on that one. Just wasn't able to convert as she dribbled full court. Ball goes back to the Vikings. However, it went off of one of the Panthers and out of bounds. Back to Stewart. She's on the dribble. Kampnich puts a little pressure on at the half court line. Kicks the ball down the right hand side to Berg. Stops. Comes back out. She'll go to the baseline. Long shot by Falter off the front of the iron and out of bounds. Had two girls over there. Everybody was waiting to see if it was going to land inbounds or out of bounds, but it goes out. The ball goes back to the Panthers. Panthers are down 22-16 right now. They need to get into their offense and get a good shot here. We're going to take a timeout here. It looks like it's going to be a full timeout, so we're going to turn it back to the studios there in Petersburg. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Sponsors of Viking Girls Basketball are the Petersburg Moose Lodge, a family and community service fraternity supporting Petersburg youth activities here at home and in the region. Also, the friends and families of the players, including the Berg Vandervest family, the Curtises, the Falters, the Johnsons, and the Kernvicks, all proudly recognizing the hard work the team puts in throughout the season. It's Viking Girls Basketball live play-by-play coverage coming to us from courtside in Sitka, Alaska, where it's the Region 5 basketball tournament underway. Today, Petersburg Vikings playing the Craig Panthers girls basketball. I want to remind everyone that there's no KFSK at the movies this morning because that would happen right now normally. We'll be back next Wednesday with that. And also no Tradio today, but remember Tradio's coming your way Friday morning starting at 9 o'clock.
Tournament for the 3A side of the bracket. It's going to be Petersburg on defense, and the Panthers will have the basketball. Out at the top is Owen. Owen's on the dribble. Stops. Gives up the dribble, however. Goes to Kampnich. A lot of pressure being applied by the Vikings right now, but Kampnich keeps under control. They go right-hand side to Owen. Looks inside. Holds the ball high overhead. Can't find anybody. Armstrong is down inside. Owen tries to drive inside. Knocked away, but she was able to gain control, and she'll bring the dribble back out. And tapped out of bounds. Ball is going to go to the Panthers over in the far right-hand corner. Kampnich inbound. Looks. Goes to Owen. Owen goes back inside to Kampnich. Doesn't go, but rebound fought for by Isaacs. Comes back up. Rebound comes back down to Falter. She quickly goes to Curtis, who's breaking down the right-hand side of the lane. Good defense by the Panthers as they got back. Falter did a nice job getting the ball across. Stewart out with the top on the dribble. Goes inside to Bird. Nothing there, however. And she'll kick the ball back out to Curtis, right-hand side. Man-to-man pressure by the Panthers. Curtis drives down, forces up the shot, doesn't go. Rebound fought for and controlled finally by 22, Grace Beckman. And she'll get the ball back into Owen's hands. Owen will come across. Owen's on the dribble, stops, gives it up, comes back to Kampnich, left-hand side, looks inside. A lot of movement by the Panthers right now as they're trying to break into their offense. Goes along cross-court pass to Ines. They try to go inside, knocked away nicely, however, by Lutek. And now there's a whistle on the play. We'll see who the foul's going to be on. Number 12, the Panthers, Haley Armstrong. All right, second personal foul going to the free throw line is Stewart. Santa shot, nothing but net, and she's got 6 points this morning and picks up another one from the free throw line. And subbing quickly into the ball game. Panthers, Barlow returns into the ball game. Second shot, this one is nothing but net too, so and picks up her 7th point right from the free throw line. Panthers will bring the ball up the court. 24-16. Panthers down, but they have the basketball. Vikings putting on a lot of pressure the time as they come across the half court line. They go right hand side. Panthers now facing a man-to-man defense. So the Vikings have come out of that zone and gone to a man-to-man defense. Let's see if it makes any difference. Falter puts a lot of pressure on the ball. Back over to Kampnich, left hand side. They go to the baseline to Beckman. Stops, forces up the shot, doesn't go, but is going to draw the foul. We'll see exactly who it's going to be. I think it's probably going to be Curtis because she was guarding her, Courtney Curtis. And that's her 3rd personal foul. 30 seconds to go here in the first half of play. At the free throw line, shot's on its way and off the back. The bank was open in that one. It was just a little bit long. Gracie Beckman picks up her 3rd point of the morning. We'll see if it was the way she planned it. This one's on the way. Off the back there. No rebound fought for underneath. Still no control. Finally, Beckman comes up with it. And she'll get the ball back out to Owen. 24-17. Oh, nice pass inside as Beckman had good position inside. Defense, they set the far screen and they screen away and brought Beckman across the lane and had the nice little pass, but she couldn't get it. Sure picks up her 3rd personal foul, so the Vikings are getting a few gals into foul trouble here too. With 23 seconds to go, shot off the back of the iron, off the free throw, doesn't go. And she'll get a 2nd as both teams are in the double bonus situation.
This one's on its way off the back of the iron. Rebound comes down to Bird. She controls it easily. She's on the dribble now. Kicks the ball all the way down. Oh, nice passes. They went all the way down to Stewart, but not able to get the shot. They go back out to Bird. Checking Shearer. She comes back out to Stewart. They're on the right-hand side. 8 seconds. Down to seven. They're going to have to do something. Falter. Five. Keeps the dribble alive. Drives inside. Puts up the shot. A little bit short. Rebound fought for. And you can hear the buzzer in the background, so it didn't count. At the half, the Petersburg Vikings are 24 and the Craig Panthers at 17. We're going to turn it back to the KFSK studios and we'll be back in about 8 minutes.
Good luck to the Lady Vikings from Petersburg Rexall Drug Incorporated, serving the community since 1969 and happy to support the Lady Vikings this season. Petersburg Rexall Drug, where we treat your family as we treat our own. By Alaska Marine Lines, serving the shipping needs of Southeast Alaska within the region and to Seattle. Alaska Marine Lines delivers twice weekly to Petersburg. And by the friends and families of the players, including the Berg Vandervest family, the Curtises, the Falters, Johnsons, and the Kernvicks, also the Luzak, Neunecker, Marifern, and Stewart families, all proudly recognizing the dedication of the team throughout the season. Yeah, sizzling basketball. There's some sizzling bongos. You bet. Play-by-play coverage going to continue. We're in halftime right now. We'll be back to the game, in about 7 minutes. The game is being broadcast to us live from courtside over there in Sitka. Both teams arrived by ferry yesterday evening, and pep band as well. It's a big effort here from Petersburg High School and from the entire region. It's Region 5 basketball tournament play-by-play coverage. Thanks to all our sponsors who are making today's game possible and friends and families of the players. We're glad to be bringing you this game. Now, it is 37 minutes, just about 38 minutes here after the hour of 8 o'clock, and we are on a Wednesday morning, March 3rd. I want to remind everyone that Wednesday mornings usually mean KFSK's Tradio show will be coming up at 9 o'clock. Well, today that show has been preempted because of girls basketball. Tradio will return again on Friday morning at its usual time of 9 o'clock. And next Wednesday morning, regular programming on KFSK with KFSK at the movies around 8:25, 8:30, and again the Tradio show on a Wednesday morning. We'll take a little time here now just to look at a few things happening around town. And also, let's say happy birthday on March 2nd to... who do we have here? No, March 3rd. It's March 3rd. We have happy birthdays going out to Alan Cushing, Lee Todd, Ben Johnson, Jerry Hansen, Camille Hammer, Corey Lawrenson, Margaret Hunter, Andy Bennett, and Karen Quitzland. Happy birthday to all of you. Remember, girls' basketball games that we air on KFSK can be heard again if you wish, or you can tell family members to listen in to KFSK.org and scroll down, look on the left side there, you can find the games. These regional games will be available online as well. And in community calendar for this Wednesday, there's quite a few things happening. Take a look here. Let's see, starting at 9 o'clock this morning, coming right up, a new library project, Art in the Facility. This is an informal meeting to discuss opportunities for public art in the new library with Paul Volkers, and the public is encouraged to attend and comment. Petersburg Medical Center is inviting you to attend a free diabetes teleconference. It's entitled Emotions and Diabetes. It's taking place this morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the Medical Center conference room. You can call Margaret Fleming this morning at 4291 extension 501 with any questions. The Petersburg Public Library offers story time for preschoolers, and that happens on the first Wednesday of the month at 10 a.m. So that's coming up in a little over an hour. Hour and 20 minutes or so. Mountain View Food Services, they have their meals every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the Manor Dining Room. If you'd like to join them, you do need to call 4331 by noon. If you can't get to the Manor because of medical reasons, meals can be delivered or rides are available. On the Wednesday menu, it's beef stroganoff, with noodles, broccoli, green salad, and ice cream. The Little Norway Committee is meeting today at 12 noon upstairs in the Visitor Center, and that's located at the corner of 1st and Fram Streets. The State House Finance Committee is taking public testimony this afternoon on the state budget and the mental health budget. If you want to testify, sign up at the LIO. Testimony is being taken between 3 and 4 p.m. There's going to be a Petersburg Little League meeting, and that's happening this evening from 6 to 7 p.m. in the library conference room. And the public library tonight is presenting Oscar-nominated animated shorts at 7 p.m. in council chambers. They are charging a $5 admission fee. So that's happening tonight down at the library. Like I said, a busy Wednesday, lots happening. We're going to be heading back to girls basketball in about 3 minutes. This is Region 5 basketball tournament play-by-play coverage play. Looking ahead, today you can anticipate a volunteer-hosted music show, Street Beat, at 12:30 with Ravenna Nilsson. Carrie Case back in with the High Country at 2:40. We've got Mike Tazo on tonight at 7:05 p.m. with Ebbtide Music, and Michael Biggers, your Wednesday night Radio Free Petersburg host, at 10 o'clock tonight to play 2 hours of late-night music for you. Keep listening. We're going to be going back to Viking girls basketball in just a couple minutes. Viking girls basketball is brought to you because of support from Petro Marine Services, serving the needs of Southeast Alaska with a full line of fuels and lubricants. Petro Marine Services, proud to be Alaskan owned and operated since 1959. By Wells Fargo, encouraging youth sports and activities and helping to manage investments, pay bills, and provide loan decisions throughout the year. Information at wellsfargo.com or the local branch. Wells Fargo Bank, the next stage. And by the Petersburg Moose Lodge, a family and community service fraternity supporting Petersburg youth activities here at home and in the region.
Welcome back to Region 5 basketball. Opening game here on the 3A side of the bracket. We've got the Petersburg Viking gals going against the Craig Panther gals, and we've got quite a ball game. Petersburg leading by 24-17.
Yeah, the big key, you know, both teams were tied at 11 after the end of the first quarter, but Petersburg Vikings were able to hold the Panthers to 1-for-17 shooting. A lot of those shots were down right in the paint, 4 to 5 foot range, and they just got a hand up in there and were able to keep them from converting on those. Likewise, the Panther or the Viking ladies were 3-for-8 from the field, but both teams went to the free throw line quite a bit. Difference there again, Vikings made their free throws. Panthers didn't make theirs in that second quarter, allowed them to build that 7-point lead, Lyle.
Well, the Vikings came out of that man-to-man, or that zone defense went man-to-man. That may have an effect on why we see that 1-for-17. Just be ready to begin the third quarter action.
And we have got for the Panthers, you've got Berg, Stewart, Falter, Scherer, and Kavernick back into the game. And for the Panthers, you have Isaacs, Kampnich, Castle, Owen, and Beckman starting for the Lady Panthers. Vikings have the ball first. Stewart eyes a three-pointer, then gets to the left-hand side to Falter. Falter inside to Kavernick. Kavernick turns up off the back rim. No good. Battle for the rebound down to Sadie Kampnich, and it's off to Owen. Owen quickly into the front court. She'll drive, looks inside to Isaacs, up with the shot, and good for two. That'll improve your shooting percentage there. Get a quick two at the start of the second half. Stewart, quickly across the 10-second line for the Vikings. She's picked up by Castle. Looks left-hand side to Berg. Berg drives up with the right hand, up and good for two. So Heidi Berg with her first 2 points of the second half. She's got 4 for the game. Owen back, 18-footer for the Panthers, and she's got her two. So that's her first 2 points for the whole game. And Panthers back in that full court pressure, just kind of shadowing the ball handler, Stewart in this case, by Castle. She gets a screen from Kavernick. Now she'll drive left-hand side up with the right hand. Rolls around and off. Boy, that looked like it was down and just rolled out. Rebound down to Armstrong. She gets it off to Owen. Owen looking up ahead to Castle. Castle couldn't recover it, and it looks like Stewart's got the ball. She gets it ahead to, and it was stolen away by Kampnich. Kampnich to Owen. Owen back up against Kavernick. Kavernick just held her hands straight up in the air, and Owen didn't have much of a chance getting those over those long outstretched arms, but it's out of bounds to the Panthers. 6:27 left here in the third quarter. Vikings by 5, 26-21. Kampnich inbounds the ball to Owen. Owen, long shot. That one's short. Armstrong with the rebound, gets it up. No good. Stewart down with the ball for the Vikings to Falter. Falter drives right-hand side, lose control of the ball. Now she's scrambled for it. We've got a jump ball situation between Owen and Falter, and this ball will be to the Panthers on the alternating possession. Now Petersburg coming out with a little full-court pressure themselves. Panthers get it to Castle, then across to Kampnich. She brings it across 10-second line where she's double-teamed. Looks to get it back, but Falter's got the ball now. Nice little dish pass to Shanna Stewart, up and good for two. Boy, nice passing there by the Vikings. Owens now with the ball. She gets across 10-second line to Castle. Castle drives in, another great pass. She drops it off to Isaacs. Isaacs for two. Boy, some nice passing here to start the third quarter. 28-23, Vikings with a 5-point lead. Shanna Stewart brings it across the 10-second line. She's guarded by Castle. Right-hand side to Scherer. Scherer looking inside to Kavernick. Now she gets it to Berg. Berg up with a shot, no good, but we're going to have a foul on the play. There's two Panthers there pushing on her. We'll see which one they got her.
Foul on the Lady Panthers, number
22. Grace Beckman, second personal. First team foul here in the second half, and Heidi Berg will be at the line shooting two shots. These are her first two free throws of the game. First one, back rim, no good. So 5:31 left in the third quarter. Vikings by 5, 28-23 over the Craig Panthers. Second shot is up. This one's good by Heidi Berg, and that's her 5th point of the game. Owen quickly into the front court, guarded by Falter. Now she'll drive down the right-hand side, up with the shot, no good, and we're going to have a foul, number 1-1. That's going to be Morgan Falter, her first personal foul. First team foul, and we've got a sub in Haley Armstrong is going to come in for Grace Beckman for the Lady Panthers. Sadie Kampnich inbounding the ball for the Panthers. Looks inside to Castle. Castle up over to the top of the rim. No good. Isaac's down with the rebound. She goes up with it. No good and gets her own rebound. Goes back up again. Foul, but they're saying on the ground.
Well, Isaac's pretty much been controlling the boards for the Panthers. That's her ninth rebound already.
Number 24, Heidi Berg with the foul. Yeah, she always seems to be right around the basket, right where it is. Boy, bad pass there. Nice defense by Scherer intercepting it for the Vikings, and they get it to Falter. Morgan across the 10-second line. She's got a couple screens if she wants to use them. And then she looks like there's a little contact there with Owen.
Well, somebody got on the floor.
Falter ended up on the floor, but they're going to give her the ball back, and so I don't know if that makes up for the hit on the floor or not, but Falter with the ball. She's guarded by Owen. Looks to Stewart. She's guarded by Castle, and we've got a held ball. This one will be to the Panthers on the alternating possession. That'll be the Vikings ball. Inbound to Falter. She'll drive left-hand side right down the center of the lane. Up with the right-hander, no good. Battle for the rebound, and it's Armstrong down with it. She quickly gets it to Owen. That's Castle. Castle now to Owen. Owen probes right-hand side, looks down the baseline to Castle. Castle left fake, tries to drive, lose control of the ball, scramble for it. She gets it to Armstrong. Armstrong up and good, her first 2 points of the game, and that cuts that lead to four now, 29-25. 4:25 left here in the third quarter. Falter quickly up to Scherer. Scherer into Kavernick. Up with the shot, no good. Rebound down by Armstrong. Armstrong to Castle. Stolen away by Stewart, but she was falling out of bounds and stolen back by Castle. Now to Owen. Owen stolen away by Scherer to Falter. She looks up ahead to Stewart. She's all alone. Up with the shot, a little hard off the backboard, no good. Rebound down by Owen. Owen quickly up ahead, and Coach Hansen from the Panthers is going to want a 30-second timeout. The pace is getting a little ragged going up and down there. His girls really weren't taking care of the ball, and so he wanted to get them over on the sideline and talk a little sense into them.
Well, yeah, because it was just real ragged. I mean, both teams, but the Panthers are really struggling with it. That pressure by the Vikings has started to show up there a couple of times. Both teams came out of halftime pretty settled down. I mean, we were 2-for-2 from the Panthers' side of the floor and 2-for-4 for the Vikings' side of the floor here, and then things kind of got out of whack here. And so I think it was a good timeout for the coach. Rebounding Isaac, she's really going to town. For the Panthers' side of things, it's pretty well scattered out. Although the Panthers are out-rebounding the Vikings right now in total numbers.
Well, we got both teams back on the court. It'll be Panthers ball. Kampnich inbounding the ball for the Panthers. Nope, now they switch it up. They got Owen taking the ball out of bounds. Screening across there. Now they'll get it out to Kampnich. Kampnich to Castle, right-hand side to Owens. Boy, that pass almost got away from her out of bounds. Up top to Castle, left-hand side to Kampnich. Kampnich, 17-footer up off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound down by Kavernick. Nice strong rebound by Carolyn that time. And now Morgan Falter will bring the ball into the front court for the Lady Vikings. She's guarded by Owen, gets it right-hand side to Berg. Berg eyes a three-pointer, now she'll drive up with the right hand, short with the shot, but she was fouled on the play. We'll see which one this one is. It's either Armstrong or Isaacs. 3-0, that's Armstrong, or excuse me, that's Isaac. That's her third personal, second team foul here, so Isaac's there. Is going to have to be careful here if they want to keep her into the game. She's their main rebounder. Berg up with the first shot and good.
Back to that five-point lead again by the Vikings.
Yep.
So they are just kind of hanging in there. The Panthers not able to get things together, and Beckman will come in for the Panthers.
And we'll see how that changes the atmosphere without having Isaacs in there controlling the boards like she's been. Second shot is up, no good. And Armstrong down with the rebound for the Panthers. Castle into the front court. She's guarded by Stewart. Looks left-hand side to Kampnich. Kampnich back up top to Owens. Owens looking for a driving lane. Nothing's there. Gets along the baseline to Beckman. Beckman up and good for two. Nice little running shot along the baseline. Panthers picking up that full court pressure again. They've got Stewart trying to get a trap. Now they got the ball stolen away. Beckman up ahead of the pack. She's going to go up on the right-hand side, up off the glass, and good for two. So quick 4 points there by Grace Beckman, and we've got a one-point lead now for the Lady Vikings. Trouble in the backcourt again, and this one here was tipped away by Owen, and but out of bounds. So the Vikings retain the ball, and Coach Brock wants to talk this over with his girls. So we'll have a one-minute timeout, so we'll send it back to KFSK for 1 minute.
Play-by-play coverage of Viking Girls Basketball is brought to you by Petersburg Rexall Drug Incorporated, serving this community since 1969 and happy to support the Lady Vikings this season. Petersburg Rexall Drug, where we treat your family as we treat our own. And by Alaska Marine Lines, serving the shipping needs of Southeast Alaska within the region and to Seattle. Alaska Marine Lines delivers twice weekly to Petersburg.
Alaska Region 5 tournament action. First game in the 3A tournament between the Petersburg Lady Vikings and the Craig Lady Panthers. 30-29, Vikings have the ball. Now they've got the lead and the ball. Missed shot by Scher, rebound down by Castle. Castle to Owen. Owen across the 10-second line. She's calling out the play right across the line there. She's guarded by Falter. Now gets it off to Kampnich. Kampnich looks down along the baseline to Castle. She's got Owen cutting around her there. Now get up top to Kampnich. Kampnich looks at the free throw line and then to Castle. Castle, 18-footer, no good off the back of the rim. Rebound down by Curtis. Curtis hands it back to Falter. Falter into the front court for the Vikings. Gets it off to Scher. Scher looking for some help. Gets it to Berg. Berg takes a three-point shot. Tries to drive. Nice defense that time by Beckman. Now they go down to Curtis on the block. She'll back it out. Nothing there. Vikings being nice and patient. Now bad pass, but got back by Curtis. Was tipped away by the Panthers. Had Kavernick open down along the baseline and missed her. Falter looks right-hand side to Curtis. Curtis spins, tries to get baseline. Nice defense there and stolen away by Castle. Castle gets it to Owen. Owen looking long down court to Kampnich and ball tipped away. Looks like Berg got in the front of that one and tipped it away to Kavernick. And now Kavernick to Scher, and she'll hand it off to Falter to bring it up the court. As soon as she crossed the 10-second line, she's picked up by Owen. 1:13 left here in the third quarter, 30-29. Vikings holding on to that one-point lead. Right-hand side to Curtis. Curtis looking inside, but it's not going to go to Kavernick. Get it back outside. Now they got it to Scher on the left-hand side. Now they got a cutting Kavernick down there. She'll take a drop step, nothing there, gets it out to Scher. Scher almost stolen away by Castle, but we're going to get a foul on Castle trying to reach in there and grab that ball. And Melissa Castle, that's her fourth personal foul.
Well, we're learning, Ryan, folks, to get a paper and pencil here. We're going to give you some information on how to get a DVD copy of this ball game, but you'll need to do write a few things down here, so get ready for that.
Into the game, Isaac's into the game for Castle, and Emily Luczak in for the for the Vikings, and Kavernick will take a seat. Outside to Falter. Falter with a three-point shot, rattles around, no good. Battle for the rebound comes down to Kampnich. Kampnich off to Owens. Owens into the front court where she's picked up by Falter. A little spin move at the free throw line, looks right-hand side. Tried to get it over to Barlow there, but a little out of her reach and out of bounds. So a turnover back towards the Vikings. 40 seconds left here in the third quarter. They get it into Curtis. She's picked up by Kampnich. Now back over to Falter. Falter guarded by Owen. Morgan will bring it into the front court. She's got Berg down along the baseline. Berg up fake and goes to the rack. Missed the shot, but she was fouled. She'll be going to the line shooting two. Which one of the Panthers did she get the ball foul on? Number 22, Grace Beckman. That's her third personal, fourth team foul. Heidi Berg is 2 for 4 from the line so far this afternoon, and she's going to the line for another two. This one's off the side of the rim, no good. 26 seconds left in the third quarter. Petersburg Lady Vikings 30, Craig Panthers 29. Shanna Stewart quickly into the game for the Vikings, and Courtney Curtis will take a rest on the bench. You got Heidi Berg at the line for the second of her two. And true to form, she gets 1-2. That's 7 for her on the game, and it's a 2-point lead for the Vikings. Owens into the front court for the Panthers. Ball knocked away by Morgan Falter, but it looks like we're going to have a foul on Morgan. And it is. That's her second personal. Third team foul here in the second half on the Vikings. 19 seconds left. Get the ball into Owen. Owen looks inside to Isaacs. Knocked away nicely by Lukczak. And then, that was Stewart that knocked that one away. Up ahead to Berg. Berg, nothing there. Gets it out to Stewart. Stewart up with the shot. Oh, rattles around. No good. Lukczak tips it back in. Berg's got the ball. She looks for a shot. Couldn't quite get it off right before the half. So at the end of the third quarter, the Petersburg Lady Vikings 31, the Craig Panthers 29. And we'll send it back to KFSK for 1 minute.
Sponsors of Viking Girls Basketball are Wells Fargo, encouraging youth sports and activities and helping to manage investments, pay bills, and provide loan decisions throughout the year. Information at wellsfargo.com or at the local branch. Wells Fargo Bank, the next stage. And by Petro Marine Services, serving the needs of Southeast Alaska with a full line of fuels and lubricants. Petro Marine Services is proud to be Alaskan-owned and operated since 1959. It's Viking Girls Basketball, so that means no Tradio this morning, which usually happens at this time. Tradio will be back on Friday morning at the regular time, right around 9 o'clock. No Tradio today, but back to play-by-play coverage from Sitka in the Region 5 tournament.
Craig Panthers 29, girls bracket. Panthers will have the basketball. Had a number of opportunities with the ball early on, and they'll inbound. Owen out at the top. Owen's got the dribble. She'll come out. The Vikings are in their man-to-man defense. They go right-hand side to Beckman. She's on the dribble to the baseline. Nothing there, however. Good defense by the Vikings. She'll bring the ball back out to Kantnitz. Reverse all the way around to Owen. They try to go inside to Isaac. She puts up the shot. No, a little bit short. Anyhow, now they come back inside to Beckman. Puts up the shot. Partially checked by Bergen. Out of bounds. Isaac's had a great opportunity. Just wasn't able to get it to go. It's like Carolyn's going to check into the ballgame for the Vikings real quick here. They need her in there. They've got to be able to control those boards and get some good shots there. So she's got to stay into the ballgame. I'm sure she'll probably be in the rest of the ballgame. Owen out on the left-hand side. Kicks the ball back inside and stole away nicely. Oh, and recovered again by Falter. It was stolen away nicely that time as Owen stepped up, but she just wasn't able to control it. But the ball is going to go off of one of the Panthers and out of bounds. So Berg will have the ball. Full court pressure by the Panthers right now. Stewart on the dribble. She'll come across right at the half court line. Now gets across. Now she goes back. No, she wasn't quite over. Official was right. It was a good call. Of course, the Panthers wanted it, but she wasn't over and back. Now back along the baseline is Stewart. She kicks the ball back up. Stolen by Owen. So as she anticipated the pass and stepped in the lane. Owen on the dribble. Vikings can tie it or the Panthers can tie it or take the lead. Down inside. Shot by Owens. No. Rebound fought for by Beckman, but goes out of bounds. She tried to put it back up, but nice check by Berg and out of bounds. Panthers have a chance to tie the ball game or take the lead with a 3. 6:55 to go in the ball game. Inbound goes across the way to shot by Owen. No, a little bit short off the iron. Doesn't go. Barlow gave her a nice pass, but she just wasn't able to get it. Back in the hands of Owen.
Now they go over to Kampnich. Owen and Barlow out at the top. Barlow breaks the brace of the baseline, and Owen dribbles down to the baseline. Now they try to go inside, cutting inside to Kampnich. She's able to come up with it. I don't think that was the anticipated pass, as they wanted to go to Isaacs, turned around. Kabungit makes the check and controls the ball, and a whistle. Carolyn got her hand up and put a good check on it. The foul is going to be 3-0 on the Panthers. And Liz Isaacs, and that would be a blow to the Panthers if they lose her. Armstrong off the bench for the Panthers. Quickly down the court to Berg. She takes the dribble. Could have had the shot. Doesn't. Go back out to the top of the key and dribbling down the lane. No, doesn't go. They come out to Shearer all the way over to Falter. Falter keeps the ball in her hands. They go to Kamernvik. She could have turned around, put up the shot. However, doesn't. Kicks the ball back out. Falter, long three. She's a little bit short and out of bounds. Armstrong will be checking into the ball game, and also Castle for the Panthers. Still a two-point lead, 6 minutes and 1 second to go in the ball game. Owen on the dribble. She'll bring it up. Takes to the right-hand side, looks inside for Castle. She's on the drive. Could have had the shot. Didn't take it, however, and they come back out. Owen will take it just inside the three-point arc. No, rebound comes back to Carolyn Kvendick. She comes down with it. Nice board that time, as she had good position. Falter on the dribble. She'll keep it alive, keeps it going. Stolen away by Owen. Owen's on the dribble. Nobody's there. Berg's hustling back, and she gets there just in time. Nice hustle by Heidi Berg. She did a nice job of going down. Owen was a little bit slow, going to get her feet together. Curtis will be checking into the ball game for the Vikings here. Falter will take a quick seat here. Curtis back into the ball game, but Kampnich for the Panthers will inbound the basketball. Again, the Panthers can tie it or take the lead. We haven't had this scoring here so far in this quarter. Goes over to Kampnich, stops, jumper, checked by Kavernick. Rebound comes back down to Curtis. She gets the ball back out to Stewart. Stewart's on the drive. Nothing going, however. She comes back out to Shearer, right-hand side. Back to Curtis. And from the free throw line, a little bit short. Ball fought for underneath. Nice hustle that time by Kamernich, but she wasn't able to control it. Ball goes back to the Panthers, and they're on the dribble. Here comes the Panthers down the court. Shot by Owen. In and out, doesn't go. Rebound comes back down to Bird. Gets it to Curtis. Curtis will keep the dribble alive. However, she wisely waits as she was outnumbered. And we're going to take a timeout here as Dino Brock wants to take the time out. So we're going to turn it back to KFSK for 1 minute.
Play-by-play coverage of Viking Girls Basketball is brought to you by the friends and families of the players, including the Luzak, Neunecker, Marifern, and Stewart families, all proud supporters of the Lady Vikings both on and off the court, and by the Petersburg Moose Lodge, a family and community service fraternity supporting Petersburg youth activities here at home and in the region. In case you didn't hear it, you're hearing it now. Region 5 basketball tournament on the radio this morning. Live play-by-play coverage coming to us from Sitka. No Tradio today. Wednesday's Tradio has been preempted, but we hope we are able to bring you Friday Tradio. Remember that, right around 9 o'clock on Friday morning.
The shooting percentage in that third quarter, the Craig Panthers were 50%, 6 for 12. While the Lady Vikings were 2 for 11, allowed them to catch up, get back into the game. And so far in the fourth quarter here, nobody's been able to make anything.
Yep, nobody's scored a basket yet, but it'll be Petersburg Viking ball. They'll have it. 4:53 to go in the ball game. The Vikings with the ball. Out at the top of the key is Stewart. Takes a dribble down the left-hand side. Nothing there. Goes to Berg on the right-hand side. She takes one dribble. Stolen away and now tapped out of bounds off of one of the Vikings. So Green's going to get the basketball. Isaacs back into the ball game. She has those four personal fouls, but they need her in there to control the boards. Ball goes to the Panthers, and they'll be bringing it up. An opportunity to tie the ball game or take the lead. Owen goes left-hand side to Isaacs. Looks inside. Kvernvik comes out. Isaacs could just put up a little jumper from there because Kvernvik's not really coming up. Now she steps up on that man-to-man defense, forces the pass to Castle for the Panthers. They go back inside. Nice anticipation that time by Stewart. She makes a steal. She's still on the dribble. Stops. Kicks the ball back out to Shearer. Back to Stewart. Stewart, three-pointer on the way. No. Rebound comes back down to Castle for the Panthers, and the ball goes into Owens' hands, and she'll bring it down the right-hand side. 4 minutes to go in the ball game. 31 Petersburg, 29 Panthers. Partially checked that time. Fight for it underneath. Going to be a whistle. Nice move that time by Kampnisch to go inside, but she had the foul. But there's going to be a foul called off the rebound. Heidi Burke's going to pick up her third personal foul on that exchange. Grace Beckman at the free throw line. She is 1-for-4. She has 7 points so far today. Shot's on its way. Off the back of the iron. No. I'm sure that she's going to wish she had some of these back as she's missed 4 free throws now. Falter checks back into the ball game now for the Vikings. Beckman with the ball now. Still 31-29, shots on its way, and off the back of the glass, and good. Well, we don't care how it goes in, as long as it goes in, and that's 8 points for her. Full court pressure by the Panthers right now. Falters on the dribble. She gets it across the half court line. She goes, I think Stewart just realized she was so open, she took off running and turned the ball over and on a traveling violation. 31-30, Panthers with the basketball. Left-hand side to Castle. Three-pointer on the way. Castle in and out. No. Rebound fought for, and the Vikings come up with it as Falter gets it in the deep corner. And now there's going to be a whistle on the play. It'll be Kampnisch.
And for those of you who've been waiting with pen and pencil in hand here, the email address that you want to send a note to is richc@mehs.us. The DVDs are $10. If you send them an email at that address, they will get in contact with you about ordering your game DVDs.
Stewart out at the top, but she throws the ball away. Beckman's on the lane. Falter hustles back. Beckman stops, puts up the shot, and a foul. Falter just didn't quite get back down there quick enough, and that's going to send Beckman to the line.
And one more time, it's Rich C, R-I-C-H-C, at mehs.us if you want to get your game DVDs of any of this tournament action.
Okay, pass goes inside of the Panthers, but they quickly turn it back over as they tried to go to Beckman down low, and the ball goes back to the Vikings now with a one-point lead and 3:15 to go in the ball game. Stewart on the dribble. She'll get it back into Falter's hand. Morgan pretty much handles the ball for the Vikings, although Stewart does an adequate job, too. They come back out at the top. Owens puts all kinds of pressure all over. Stewart on the top. Castle steps out. Stewart gives up her dribble. Back to Bergman. Back over to Curtis. Curtis goes inside to Kavernvik. Stops. Puts up the shot. No, a little bit short. Partially checked, but Kavernvik gets her own rebound back. Puts it up. Still a little bit short. Doesn't go, and Owens comes down with it for the Panthers. Owens Kavernvik had two great opportunities. Owens goes all the way to the hoop, and the foul. Nobody stopped her. She just went right to the hoop. A foul on Shanna Stewart. Second personal foul. That's the first lead for a long time for the Craig Panther gals. Owen shot. Good. She gets it to go. And she picks up one from the free throw line. And that's her fifth point. Inbound by the Vikings. Stewart's on the dribble. Vikings down by two, 33-31, but they have the basketball. Goes to Curtis, right-hand side. Curtis looks inside for Mick, not there. Come back out to Falter. Falter holds it high over her head, slowly running the offense. They go back to Bird, turns, faces the bucket, nothing there. Back to Stewart. She drives inside, stops, could put up the shot, but decides to dish it back out. Falter out at the top, a lot of pressure being applied by Owen. Falter keeps the dribble alive. Now she goes to Stewart. Down the lane. Fought for underneath and out of bounds off of one of the Panthers. So the ball is going to go to Petersburg with 2 minutes, 4 seconds to go. They're down by two, but they have the basketball. Looking. Long inbounds pass. Goes all the way to Stewart. Kicks the ball back inside to Berg. Stops down the lane. Nothing there. Back to Curtis. Shots on her way off the iron. No. Rebound fought for. Berg comes up with it. Puts up the shot. In and out. No. Rebound fought for. Curtis comes up with it. Back to Stewart. Great opportunities for the Viking gals. They just cannot capitalize and get it in the hoop. Out at the top. Falter goes inside to Stewart, but stolen away by Owen. By Castle. Castle's been all over the place. Castle and Owen both for the Panthers have really put a lot of pressure on.
Castle will bring the ball down. 1:30 to go. They have the lead and the basketball. 31-30. Going to take a timeout. The Vikings, they let it slip away. They had plenty of opportunities. We're going to have a full timeout by the Craig Panthers, so we'll turn it back to KFSK for 1 minute.
Good luck to the Lady Vikings. From Petersburg Rexall Drug Incorporated, serving the community since 1969 and happy to support the Lady Vikings this season. Petersburg Rexall Drug, where we treat your family as we treat our own. By Alaska Marine Lines, serving the shipping needs of Southeast Alaska within the region and to Seattle. Alaska Marine Lines delivers twice weekly to Petersburg. And by the friends and families of the players, including the Berg Vandervest family, the Curtises, the Falters, Johnsons, and the Kernvicks, also the Luzak, Neunecker, Marifern, and Stewart families, all proudly recognizing the dedication of the team throughout the season.
Game. Falter puts a lot of pressure on Owen out at the top. They go inside, stolen away, but through the hands of Kvernvik and then out of bounds. Ball is going to go back to the Panthers. Kvernvik anticipated that pass, but she just wasn't able to hang on to it, and it goes out of bounds. Panthers will inbound far side. Kampnich holds up the play. A lot of movement by the Panthers, and they go down the lane, but Castle misses an easy little shot. The Vikings just spread out. She went down the lane and just blew the lay-in. Good move, however, by the Vikings as that basketball did not go in. So, but the ball's still in the hands of the Panthers. Walter puts a lot of pressure out the top. 1 minute to go, and now there's going to be a foul. They're going to send Owens to the free throw line. Vikings had two chances there to make steals and just could not hang on to it. And that'll be Falter's fourth personal foul. Seventh team foul. We're in the one-on-one opportunity. Alex Owen, she is 1-for-1, has 5 points in the ballgame, could extend the lead here. 33-31, Craig Panthers with the lead and the free throw opportunity. Shots on its way, no. Rebound comes back down to Heidi Berg. Quickly gets the ball back out and into Falter's hands. The Panthers have to be on defense right now, and it looks like Coach Dino Brock's going to take a timeout. It's just going to be a 30-second one here. Well, the Vikings have the chance here. 33-31. They can tie the ball game or take the lead. I'm sure they're going to run a good offensive set here. Hard to say who they'll get the ball hands on the ball this time. I mean, Berg's done a good job inside. Curtis has done a good job, too.
Yeah, this is going to be tough. You know, you can see the Petersburg players there in the passing lanes. They had several chances to get the ball. Just couldn't quite grab onto it, but they're able to get it turned over. Now they've got it. And it'll be interesting to see, do they go inside to Kvernik or Berg? Do they send it outside to Falter or to Stewart for a three-pointer to win it? We'll see what Dino's drawing up here.
All right, both teams are back out on the court now. It's going to be Vikings ball on the far side of the court. Berg will inbound. A lot of pressure. Everybody's up for the Panthers right now. They're just denying the ball all the way around. Falter has the ball at the half-court line. She's on the dribble. 50 seconds to go in the ballgame. Falter looking inside, goes to Curtis. They wanted to go inside to Kvernvik, but they double-teamed her. Now they've got Stewart coming across the lane. She puts up the shot. No, doesn't go. Rebound comes back down, and completely surrounded is Beckman. She gets the ball back into the hands of Castle. Full-court pressure by the Vikings right now. They get it back down. Castle's on the dribble. Gets it across just barely before the 10-second count, I'm sure. Goes back to Owen. Over to Kampnich. Back out to Owen. Back to Kampnich. Vikings come out, and now Curtis fouls. Well, 24 seconds to go. Back to the free throw line go the Craig Panthers. Kampnich is at the line.
The Panthers haven't done a very good job from the. This game would be over a long time ago if they'd made a decent percentage on their free throws here. Well see how they do here at the end of the game.
Sadie is 1-for-2, has 5 points in the ballgame. This one's on its way. Off the side of the iron, no. Rebound back down to the Vikings. And Verndick comes up with it. Ball's back in. Falter's hand, 17 seconds to go. Keeps the dribble alive. Dino's not going to call a timeout. Still comes out there. Going to be a whistle. Foul's going to be called. Let's see who it's going to be. The referees are going to discuss it here to see who it's going to be on. The foul looks like it's going to be on one of the Craig Panthers here.
We want to sort it out here to make sure, because it would be fouls on number four.
And they're sending last year's free throw champion to the free throw line.
Okay, so Falter is at the line, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, has 10 points in the ball game, 12 seconds to go. First shot's on its way, in and out, no. Rebound comes back down to the Panthers, and there's a quick foul. Falter missed the opportunity. The Panthers now are going to go all the way down for a 1-1 opportunity. Well, free throws, as you mentioned, are going to make the difference in this ball game. Of course, that's pretty much what happens when you have a close ball game, is the team that makes the free throws usually wins the ball game. Beckman at the free throw line. She is 2 for 6. This one's on its way. No, off the side of the iron. Rebound comes back down. All right, the Petersburg Vikings have the opportunity. Go all the way down the lane. Puts up the shot, and good! As Stewart goes down and gets the easy bucket. We're tied at 33-33. So we're going to get an overtime.
What a way to start the tournament, huh? Overtime right at the start?
All right, what a way to start the tournament here. Well, we're going to turn it back to the KFSK studios, as we'll have a 1 minute break between this overtime. So we'll be back in 1 minute here.
All right, that just changed the game. We're heading into overtime. It's the first game of the Region 5 basketball tournament. Coming to us live from Sitka, Lady Vikings versus the Craig Lady Panthers. Tied at 33-33 going into overtime. Ooh, it's 9:22. You're listening to KFSK Petersburg. No Tradio today. Tradio will be back again on Friday morning at its usual time, starting right around 9 o'clock. And we hope you'll be with us for that. All right. We're going back to basketball.
Welcome back to BJ McGillis Gymnasium. Doug Oler along with Lyle Huff. 33-33 after regulation for the first game of the 3A tournament down here between the Petersburg Lady Vikings and the Craig Lady Panthers. So we're going to be going into 4 minutes of extra time here. Now, foul trouble. Petersburg Berg has 3, Falter 4, Curtis 3, Scherer 3. And for the Panthers, Isaacs has 4, Beckman 3, and Castle has 4. Tip controlled by the Vikings. Off to Stewart. Stewart inside to Berg. Nothing there. She gets it out to Falter. 16-footer up off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound down off of the Vikings and out of bounds to the Panthers. Panthers in ball, bounce to Owens. She'll slowly walk the ball up, and now she's into the front court. Looks like a 2-3 zone by the Vikings. Panthers swinging the ball around the top, looking for an opening in that. Owens tries to get it inside, stolen away by Kavernick. Kavernick gets it to Falter. Falter knocked away briefly by Isaacs. Falter's got the ball back, and now she'll bring it up for the Vikings. Looks right-hand side to Stewart. She sank that running layup there to put us into this situation in overtime. Curtis now at the top of the key. Left-hand side to Berg. She eyes a long shot. Now she'll try driving into the middle. Gets it over to Stewart. Vikings being really patient here offensively. Get it inside to Kavernick. And then stolen away now. Owens got the ball. Owens, right-hand side to Castle. Back upside to Owens to Beckman. Up with a shot, no good. And that is Berg down with the rebound for the Panthers. Right-hand side, and Curtis up with a shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebound battled for. Jump ball between Stewart and Beckman. Craig basketball on the alternating possession. They've got it to Owens. 2:35 left here in overtime. Still tied 33-33. Owens with the ball. She drives, gets it inside to Beckman. Beckman up with the shot. No good. Rebound down by Beckman. She goes up again. Jump ball. Nice defense there by the Vikings. And now this will be their alternating possession. So Vikings out of bounds. Berg inbounding. Gets it to Stewart. Stewart guarded by Castle. Castle's got four, so she's got to be careful here. Stewart getting really close to 10 seconds. Curtis just across the timeline just in time. Gets it inside to Kvernick. Kvernick up with the shot. No good. Rebound down by... And he had two different Vikings with the ball. He had both Berg and Carolyn with it and travel. So share into the game now for Curtis for the Lady Vikings. 2:10 left in overtime. Owens with the ball for the Panthers. She brings it into the front court. Looks right, looks left, nothing there. Now she goes right-hand side to Castle. Castle looking over that zone defense by the Panthers. Now she drives left. Tries to get down the baseline to Kamenich. Kamenich up with the shot off the front of the rim. No good. Gets her own rebound. Up again. No good. Rebound down this time by Castle. Castle looks inside. Knocked away. Stolen away by Stewart for the Vikings. Stewart quickly up into the front court for the Lady Vikings. She gets to the right-hand side to Falter. And we're going to have a timeout by the Vikings. They haven't told us which one yet. It will be a full timeout. So we'll send it back to KFSK for 1 minute.
Viking Girls Basketball is brought to you because of support from Petro Marine Services, serving the needs of Southeast Alaska with a full line of fuels and lubricants. Petro Marine Services, proud to be Alaskan-owned and operated since 1959. By Wells Fargo, encouraging youth sports and activities and helping to manage investments, pay bills, and provide loan decisions throughout the year. Information at wellsfargo.com or the local branch. Wells Fargo Bank, the next stage. And by the Petersburg Moose Lodge, a family and community service fraternity supporting Petersburg youth activities here at home and in the region.
Here between the Petersburg Vikings and the Craig Panthers. We're just looking at the stat sheet there. In the fourth quarter, it was 1-for-14. Well, fourth quarter in overtime, 1-for-14 and 1-for-11. The Panthers shooting and the Vikings shooting.
And nobody can score in the overtime.
Nobody's been able to score. Minute 38 left in the overtime. 33-33. Vikings have the ball. It'll be Berg inbounding. She gets it into Stewart. Stewart guarded by Castle. Far side of the court. Now she'll bring it back towards us on the left-hand side. Gets it to Falter. Morgan looks at the three-pointer, gets it to Berg. Berg goes down the left-hand side, lose control of the ball, and they're saying it was off Beckman, but I don't know if Grace got her hand on that or not.
Might have been her foot, maybe.
Might have been her foot. So anyhow, Petersburg ball, get it to Falter, inbounding, looking inside to Kernvick. Kernvick way up top to Stewart. She's guarded by Owen. Stewart to the left-hand side to Falter. Falter getting his left screen from Berg. Looks for the three. Defended nicely. Now knocked away. Castle had the ball. Two different bodies on the court. And that was off Castle out of bounds. And so it'll still be Vikings basketball. Berg will be inbounding in front of the Petersburg Vikings bench. Minute 12 left here in overtime. Still tied at 33. Stewart with the ball now for the Vikings. She gets it to Falter on the right-hand side. Falter's got a cutting share, but decides to back it out. Now she looks inside to Berg. Berg briefly loses the ball, but picked up by Scherer. Scherer to Falter. Falter drives left-hand side, looks for a shot. No good. We're going to have a foul on the Panthers. Doesn't matter who this one's going to go against. It's going to be bad news for the Panthers because that's going to be the fifth foul on
Castle.
Castle.
Yeah.
But you also had Isaacs there with four, so it could have been either one of them. And we've got Amber Nickerson into the game here with 53 seconds left in overtime. It's her first opportunity. The foul was called on the drive, so Morgan Falter will be going the line shooting a 1-1. She's 2-for-3 from the free throw line so far today. And sinks the first.
Finally get a point in the overtime here.
Yeah, 3 minutes in and we got a first point in overtime. So now Craig's going to call a timeout. And And this will be a full timeout. So we'll send this back to KFSK for 1 minute.
Well, I think there's about a minute to go in overtime in this Lady Vikings versus the Craig Lady Panthers game coming to us live from Sitka. A reminder that coming up at 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock, it's diabetes teleconference free happening down at the Medical Center conference room, and the public is welcome to attend.
With 53 seconds left in overtime, Lady Vikings up by one. Morgan Falter just gave them that lead with a free throw, and now she's back at the line for the second on the one-on-one. 19 fouls on the Vikings, 18 fouls on the Panthers. And the second shot is up, and this one's good as well. So 2-point lead for the Lady Vikings and the Panthers. Owen quickly up into the front court. Right-hand side to Beckman. Beckman back to Owen. Owen drives left-hand side. Bounce pass down along the baseline. No good with the shot. Rebound for it. Off the Vikings and out of bounds. Haley Armstrong had a nice look at the basketball that at the basket. Just couldn't get it to go. So we've got a... Boy, they'd handed it off here, but we're going to... They're trying to decide whether they're allowing the sub in. They're not going to let her. They buzzed it and they stopped the action, but the officials are saying she wasn't there soon enough, and so they're not going to let her into the game. Inbounds to Owens. Owens with the shot. This one's off the front of the rim. No good. Battle for the rebound. Berg gets it. Berg to Falter. Falter now hanging onto the ball. She gets it into the front court, and she's going to be fouled by Owen. So Alex Owen, that's her second personal. And with 27 seconds left, with the way this game's been going, Morgan Falter's pretty much, I don't want to jinx her. I won't say she's got to put it away. But
she's a good one to send to the free throw line for the Vikings anyway.
Yep, she's 4 for 5 so far from the free throw line. Just nailed her last two that I don't even think touched rim. 2-point lead for the Vikings. Make it three. This one here is nothing but net as well. So 27 seconds left, 3-point lead for the Vikings. Falter at the line with one more shot. This one's up and good as well, 4-point lead. Owens with the ball up into the front court for the Panthers. She'll drive down right-hand side, up with the shot, off the rim, no good. Rebound down by Kampnich. Kampnich shot, no good. Owen again in the... Tried to pass it, knocked away. Owen gets the ball, goes out for a 3-point shot. Up and good for three. So Alex Owen makes it a 1-point lead. And now they tried to get the tie up, but they're going to foul. It's going to be Owen again, I believe. There was two Panthers there. No, that is 1-3. Alex Owen. And they're going to send Falter back to the free throw line. But we've got a 30-second timeout by the Panthers. 1-point lead for the Vikings. Morgan Falter at the free throw line. And this here will be shooting two because there's 10 team fouls on the Panthers now, so she'll automatically get two shots. 1-point lead.
Well, you know, the Vikings are going to have to do on here after these two shots are over. They're going to be very careful because we know it's probably going to be one of those Hail Mary kinds of things, and all kinds of things can happen. Should it go in and they foul, then we got all kinds of points that could be scored. That 3-pointer, of course, right at the end there for the Panthers, got that game within one. But it's a tough situation right now for the Panthers. They're going to have to make sure that they get the ball down the court and at least try. 5 seconds, however, is not very much time for them to get it down and get a decent shot.
Yeah, and since our first game here is in overtime and it's such a great game, I want to remind all you fans listening out there, if you want a DVD copy of this or any tournament games involving the Vikings, either the men's or women's teams, Rich C., at mehs.us. So the Vikings out there falter at the line shooting two. All the Vikings are back across half court getting ready to play some defense. And Morgan's first shot is up and good. Two-point lead for the Vikings.
Nothing but net.
Boy, those last five shots, they've just been perfect right down the center. And make that 6-for-6. Three-point lead for the Vikings. Petersburg's going to call a 30-second timeout and set their defense here. So basically,
well, this is the situation I was talking about. With the three-point shot, that's what they're going to need to tie the ball game. You just don't want to have them make the shot and foul at the same time. So I'm sure that Coach Brock's talking about that one. But quite a ball game, though. I mean, the Vikings trailed for a while, and they got back into it again. And here at 39-36, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens this last 5 seconds.
And, you know, it's always everybody talks about free throws winning games. And the Vikings have won this game from the free throw line here in overtime. And so the Vikings are pretty much back across half court except for two players. Into Owens, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, gets it off to Kamnich. Kamnich with the shot. That one's going to be short at the buzzer. So in overtime, Lady Vikings 39 and the Lady Panthers 36. So we're going to tally up the some stats here as we're going, but that will move the Petersburg women. They will be playing tomorrow at 3 o'clock against the number one seed Sitka Lady Wolves. The Craig Panthers will be moving down, and they won't play until Friday at 9:45 in the morning, and their opponent is still to be determined. Now, for you Petersburg fans, your boys will be playing later today at 1 o'clock against the number 2 seed Sitka Wolves. So, brief rundown on the scoring. First for the Craig Panthers, Haley Armstrong with 2, Grace Beckman with 8, Elizabeth Isaacs with 10, Sadie Kamnich with 5, Alex Owen with 8, and Melissa Castle with 3. For the Lady Vikings, Heidi Berg with 7, Morgan Falter with 16. 8 of those came from the free throw line, and 6 of those were in overtime. Courtney Curtis with 3 points, Shanna Stewart with 11, and she had that driving layup to put the game into overtime. So Stewart and Falter really coming through for the Vikings, and Carolyn Kernvick with 2 points, rounding out the scoring for the Lady Vikings. Shooting
for the rebounds, I'll deal with that here while Doug figures out the percentages from the field anyway for us. For the Craig Panthers, Armstrong finished with 8 boards, Beckman finished with 14, and 8 of those coming in the fourth quarter. 9 for Isaacs, 8 boards for Kamnich, 3 for Owen, and 4 for Castle. For the Petersburg Vikings, Berg finished the ballgame with 7. She got 4 big boards in that fourth quarter. Falter for 3 rebounds. Curtis picked up 3. Shearer did not come up with any. Stewart had 3 rebounds. Kamernick picked up 5. And Luzak picked up 1 as she came in off the line. But for the Petersburg Vikings, they were 10 for 36. They really slowed down in that. I mean, they only scored the one real basket. Of course, Doug talked about the free throws in that third quarter, but they were 10 for 36 at 28%, while the Craig Panthers put up 61 shots, 14 of those to go, but at 23%. But they just did not make their free throws like they did before. And, you know, as we talked about, free throws decide ball games, and that's exactly what happened there. Well, we're close to wrapping this up here. Doug's got a couple more things for you. But right now we've getting way here for the boys bracket side of things here. And right now we have Craig and Metlakatla out on the floor getting ready to go here. And, of course, we're already behind schedule because of the overtime. But, folks, just stay tuned. You can check on KHNS on the website or KHNS.org and get the brackets to keep yourself up to date.
And like you were talking, Lyle, you know, shooting percentages, both teams in the fourth quarter and overtime, Craig shot 5%, 1 for 19 from the field, and the Vikings were 1 for 11 for 9% from the field. We look for the game, the Vikings 16 for 23, 70% from the free throw line. The Craig Panthers 7 for 18, 39% from the free throw line. So you got a game going into overtime, 1 by 4 points. The Petersburg Vikings definitely know that game was won from the free throw line. So we look forward to bringing you their game tomorrow against the Sitka Wolves at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. So you want to be ready to go at 3 o'clock for another wild game here at the Region 5 tournament. Again, this is Lyle Huffman along with Doug Elwood. We appreciate the opportunity to bring you the ball game, and we'll listen in and be ready to go, hopefully, at 3 o'clock on Thursday. Good morning, folks.
Well, thanks to Doug and Lyle. Great play-by-play coverage coming to us live here from the Region 5 basketball tournament. You heard them say it. We'll be back again with more live play-by-play coverage tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. Thanks to our sponsors who make these broadcasts possible for us here and for you, the listeners. That's a big thank you going out to AML, Alaska Marine Lines, Petersburg Rexall Drug Incorporated, Petro Marine Services, Wells Fargo Bank, the Petersburg Moose Lodge, and to the parents of the varsity team players. A big thanks to all of you for your support here.